It is time to talk Guardians baseball on WEOL with Jim Rosenhaus. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, and Route 58 in Amherst. And also by your North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Rosie, I'm getting used to the Guardians. It's ringing through my head. It's kind of a fun thing. I always wondered, you know, I'm a fan of sort of themes and songs and things that people get used to. I remember the, you know, Indians Fever from the 70s as well, and the one more recent was the Tribe Time as well. So it's great that this song is out here now for people to embrace it. At least I'm getting used to it. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny, Bruce. I think anytime there is a change in the song, everyone wants to go back to Indians Fever because that seems to be the most popular one ever.
Well, sure. It gives you the whole thing, you know, strikes through double play, you know, that's the way it told you what was going on in the games. And sometimes when you put these themes together, and I have a file full of Cavaliers themes that mentions Mark Price and Brad Doherty, you know what I mean? It gets through you have to kind of make something that's sort of timeless. And this one really focuses on Cleveland, so it's kind of a fun play on it and getting ready for the Guardians. And you and Tom are doing your best to remember that it's the Guardians, not the Indians, but we're all accepting that change as we kind of embrace the new team and the new logo and the new moniker for that.
Yeah, I think the early on, the first couple of games, it was a major challenge. It really was. But somehow we plowed through, Bruce. You know, it was the funny one. I think we were on the road at Oakland's place, and when I walked up, you know, to go through the press entry, and I had some of the radio gear with us, and it, you know, it has the new tags and stuff on it. And the lady, I think she was kidding, said, "Oh, are you guys the new expansion team?" And I was like, "Well, now wait a minute.
Sure, everybody's a comedian here. Out here, right?"
Yeah, but so far it seems like it's going pretty well. And I think at some point it'll be second nature. It's not quite yet. You still have to really concentrate and think about it and not say, you know, the old name, but we're getting there.
Right. Still getting the fans. You're getting the fans coming out to Goodyear. I mean, it's been a shortened season. I mean, this spring training is kind of odd. Is there a rhythm yet to it, or are we just going to suddenly start playing real games before we know it?
There's not, Bruce. It's really different. Like, we just started games, it seems like, and yet they've had to make a ton of cuts and get the roster down, and the minor league teams are leaving tomorrow, so they're moving on out. So they're trying to figure out what to do for backups in these big league games and stuff. And so it's just because of that 1 week pushback and the shorter spring training, and then, you know, teams trying to make moves as well in a short period of time, it really has had everybody in scramble mode to try and make the best decisions they can with not as much time to see a player. So you don't want to make a mistake, obviously, and you know, I think most teams are really cognizant of how it impacts their roster, who they could potentially lose if it's someone who has to be exposed to waivers and things like that. So there's a lot going on, and it has been anything but a normal spring.
And there's games that are 15-0, and it's only the third inning, and you're wondering, how did that happen?
I heard you listen to every pitch of the 26-12 game.
Well,
or 25-12.
I will tell you, my favorite call or my favorite moment of the spring has been the one where Tom announced that there was a switch hitter at bat, who then he realized this guy is not switching the other way left-handed for a right-handed pitcher. And it's one of those kind of things. So that was the moment I remember. It was kind of – it's a different rhythm when you're out there calling those games and seeing the new plays. But it's good to see Terry Francona. As I told Bobby D earlier in the week, good to see Terry Francona wearing two shoes, right? Isn't that what the word is out there now?
Yeah, and that's awesome. And he just you can tell, I don't want to say he's 100% because, you know, I think he's still working on trying to get even stronger and feel even better, but 100% different from a year ago, that's for sure. And just, you know, he's back to being Tito. You know, we sit around after he does his morning presser to bring us up to date on the team, and we spend another half hour talking about the NCAA tournament or some, you know, whatever happens to be going on. You know, he just loves to sit around and shoot the bull for a while, and it's fun. And he's, that guy's back, which is a real treat. And I know the players appreciate, you know, his patience, especially with a younger club now. And just his experience in the game. And it just matters so much, especially, you know, I mentioned about how it's a short spring and it's harder to make decisions. You want someone who has so much experience and a good feel for, you know, when to bring a young player up, when they should start the season at AAA, you know, not being fooled by a hot spring or a cold spring in some cases. So it really is good to have him back feeling much better.
You said the word patience, and he kind of reiterated that in the recent presser that he had, just talking about you don't want to make the mistake. You can take your time, sort of pressure, but our season is starting soon. Who's going to be our opening day pitcher? Do we even know that yet?
At least the way it's lined up, if you just looked at it strictly on the days off and when they're scheduled to pitch, it lines up where it would be Shane Bieber. So I'd be shocked if it wasn't. The only way it wouldn't be is if, you know, maybe he's taking a little bit longer to get into the swing of things, because all these pitchers are only going to have three starts in spring training, maybe a fourth if you're down near the bottom of the rotation. But you're asking these guys to, hey, show us what you got in three starts. and that can be tricky. So everything's pointing toward Bieber, but it hasn't been announced yet. And they're leaving it open for the right to change if they need to. But I think they'd love it for, if it's Shane Bieber, that's a really good thing. Let's put it that way.
I heard from Cal Quantrill commenting about the shortened season. You know, in spring training, they just have to get into the rhythm of their real pitches and not worry about the ones that they want to add into their repertoire, right? They kind of have to focus on their meat and potatoes as they start the season.
Yeah, you got to get those squared away and then maybe mix in the other ones during the season. But, yeah, the springs where you could experiment with things because you have six starts or five starts, that's not this spring.
Well, we know everybody's going through the same thing, so we're all kind of on some sort of equal
yes.
playing field, I guess it's called. But we look forward to opening day against Kansas City 1 week from today. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And then the home opener, a night game home opener. That's going to be a whole different kind of a rhythm for the fans of Cleveland. But at least maybe we'll have better weather than we've had. Well, who knows what weather. One day, this morning or the other day, was snow and then 70, so... Take your pick, I guess, the way things are going in April.
Yeah, it's Cleveland in April, isn't it?
Yep.
Right there. But that's, trying to think, the last 2 years that the franchise was scheduled to open at home, this year obviously not happening because of the lockout, and it looks like it was supposed to be today, right? March 31st, and it's going to be a nice day. So it might have worked out fine, and then I think, in the COVID year, when they shut things down, Cleveland was supposed to open at home as well, and that was a nice day too. So maybe late March is a good time to open the season in Cleveland.
Yeah, and fans who like doubleheaders get the doubleheaders back this year, the full nine innings.
Yeah, you want nine innings, you're getting them.
Right.
So you'll get 18 at least on a doubleheader day.
Rosie, we appreciate your time this morning. I know we look forward to chatting with you throughout the season, and we'll have another chat next week. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thank you, Bruce.